Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now that former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez is beginning his life in prison sentence, the family of the man that he was convicted of killing is reviving a wrongful death lawsuit. It's unclear how much money might go to the family of Odin Lloyd. In fact, as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, collecting anything could be difficult.
In 2012, Hernandez signed a $40 million contract to play with the Patriots, and Odin Lloyd's family is aiming to get a piece. Lawyer Douglas Scheff, who represents the family of Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, says they will go after the assets of Hernandez.
As we speak, who knows what's going on with those assets? Who knows how they're depleting them? And our job is to make sure that there's money left for Ursula and her family. We have to do everything we can to preserve those assets.
Lawyers have identified $9.2 million already paid to Hernandez and another $6.2 million outstanding. The Patriots terminated Hernandez's contract and say they don't owe him anything. There's also his house in North Attleboro, but it's unclear how much money Hernandez actually has or where it's located or if there's any more coming in. Attorneys plan to question people familiar with his finances to get answers.
That's why it's so important to open up the case so that we can get folks perhaps who manage this money or folks who might know where that is to testify under oath and give us that information.
Hernandez is also facing charges in the killings of two Cape Verdean immigrants in 2012. Scheff says he's trying to work with those families to, quote, sort things out amongst ourselves. Collecting any money could be difficult. For one, says Boston College law professor Robert Bloom, the three lawyers in Hernandez's murder trial are likely to have already collected large payments. Also, Bloom says it's possible Hernandez gave money to family.
If it's in some sort of instrument like an irrevocable trust, in essence, he's given away the money and it's not his anymore.
And Bloom says anyone who holds secure debt against Hernandez, like a mortgage, will get first dibs. If Hernandez is unable to pay what he's ordered to pay, Bloom says he could file for bankruptcy. A bankruptcy court would then decide who gets what. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.